I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thanks for being with us this Monday. A peace plan for Afghanistan. If true, that's a welcome headline. After 17 years of war, though, there is reason to be skeptical. A peace plan is what the U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan is talking about right now. Zalmay Khalilzad has been negotiating with the Taliban for months. Today, he said the Trump administration and Taliban leaders have agreed on a framework for peace. Meanwhile, Ashraf Ghani, the president of the U.S.-backed Afghan government, is not ready to celebrate yet. The Taliban has two choices, President Ghani said earlier today in a televised address. Either they sit down for talks with the Afghan government or continue working for Afghanistan's enemies. The World's Shirin Jafari has been following the story and is with me. Laid out for us, Shirin, what has been agreed to and what is yet to be worked out?
These latest rounds of talk, Marco, has been taking place in Qatar, the Persian Gulf country. That's because the Taliban has a political office in Doha. And the U.S. and the Taliban spent 6 days hashing out this framework that Zalmay Khalilzad is now talking about. And something that the Taliban seems to have agreed on is a demand from the U.S. that the Taliban would not allow extremist groups to use Afghanistan, the territory, to launch attacks against the U.S. in the future.
Right. And this was the strong belief back in 2001 that Osama bin Laden had been given access to the mountains of Afghanistan to plan attacks against the U.S., including the 9/11 attack. But how can the Taliban guarantee that they can keep extremists from using Afghanistan as a staging base?
Right. And that's one of the key issues. And there are so many details that still need to be worked out.
So run down the list of things that were discussed at this meeting in Doha.
Taliban sources have said that there was an agreement that foreign troops will leave Afghanistan within 18 months. I haven't seen that confirmed from the U.S. side, so I'm not sure about that. Then there was the point of what role the Taliban will play in Afghanistan after the U.S. leaves. Then there's the question of prisoner exchange. The Taliban would release some prisoners in exchange for U.S. doing the same thing. And that was also debated.
Yeah, I mean, those are some really complex questions. And that last one, any idea who those prisoners might be exchanged for?
We don't know for sure, but there were two men, one American and one Australian, who were abducted in Kabul in 2016. And they were employees of the American University of Afghanistan. So they could be released in exchange for Taliban prisoners.
So we've been talking, Shirin, about what the Taliban and the U.S. have been negotiating, but so far no mention of the Afghan government. Why not?
Yeah, so, and that's a really crucial point, Marco. So the Taliban's position has always been that it will not negotiate with the Afghan government. It says the Afghan government was put in place by the Americans and other foreign powers, and so it's not a legitimate government, and that's why they were not present at these talks. And frankly, the Afghans feel sidelined. The U.S. Special Envoy, Zalmay Khalilzad, was back in Kabul this weekend to brief Ashraf Ghani, the president, about what was discussed in Qatar. And today, in his speech, Ashraf Ghani said that, you know, we do want peace, but it has to be done in a thoughtful way.
Yeah, what exactly are the Afghans worried about?
Okay, so when the Taliban was in power in the 1990s, it placed some of the harshest and most oppressive rules on women.
Right.
It also has killed thousands and thousands of Afghans. You know, the group basically has blood on its hands. And so just imagine all of a sudden the U.S. is telling Afghans that we are going to make peace with the Taliban. And by the way, we are just going to leave in a short amount of time. I mean, that doesn't make Afghans feel very
confident. Not a lot of confidence, yeah.
And so you get reactions like the one I got from Mary Akrami. She's a prominent women's rights activist.
This is really ridiculous. This is not acceptable at all. And particularly to the women of Afghanistan, and particularly to us. Like, I was witness of all this war and conflict. And now at the hand that we give them an award to the Taliban that you are coming and want to make peace with us, you must go to hell. That is their problem.
Wow. Mary Akrami there. She sounds really unhappy about all of this.
Yeah, she doesn't see things really working out in favor of Afghans and especially Afghan women. So overall, there are a lot of concerns among Afghans about where these talks are leading. And just to be clear, the Afghans want peace too. Mm. They have buried too many family members, friends, neighbors. They want peace too, but they say they don't want this to be rushed and they don't want their country to be thrown into chaos after the U.S. leaves.
A framework for peace in Afghanistan, but with lots of caveats. The World's Shirin Jafari, thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.